right. Mike B. of the Mike, Blank, and Oscar podcast doing the top 10 worst Best Picture Oscar winners. What did we get so far?
Number 10, Driving Miss Daisy. And number 7, Shakespeare in Love.
Paul.
Hey, good morning, Tribe. Can't wait to hear AJ later on.
9 o'clock hour.
Yep. Okay, so how about Argo?
No. You didn't like Argo, huh? With too bad.
Well, they totally downplayed the Canadian part of it, didn't they? To make the Americans look like the heroes.
Yeah, that's true. But it was a fun movie, though. I mean,
I loved it.
Yeah. Ben Affleck directing. Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't in it. What's not to like?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll go along with that.
All right. Yep, yep.
Yep, yep, Crumbs.
Yep, yep. Wait, did he just call me Crumb?
Crumbs.
Crumbs. Thank you, Paul. Greg Oakville.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
We have Gandhi.
Oh, Gandhi was an honorable mention. That is a long slog.
That sucked. Oh, that sucked. Yeah.
Oh, man, sound like you're still in pain.
Yes.
It's rough.
You didn't get through it?
No, I didn't. I couldn't even get through the whole move.
Wow. That's bad, because you get committed, and then you're like, well, I invested, so now I need to see the whole thing.
That's all right. I'll get over it someday.
All right, yeah, and doesn't sound like you are close yet. Never
all
saw
right,
Gandhi.
Guys, have a good day.
Thank you, brother. You too.
Yeah.
Anybody here see Gandhi?
I did long. Not. It's Ben Kingsley's good, but probably shouldn't be allowed for him to play that part, too, by the way.
Why is
for
that?
Obvious reasons.
Really?
Not an Indian man.
British guy. Yeah. Come on.
But it was made at a time where people could be actors, you know? Like, you could act like, you know. It's a little too much now. Whatever.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Brian Blackmore, did you see Gandhi?
I did not.
Ruth, Gandhi?
Nope.
Okay.
Good. It didn't have an explosion in it. I didn't see it.
Right. Nope. No car chases.
Yeah, no car chases. Yeah.
No sex scenes.
No, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger with a rocket launcher. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Frank, Long Island.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so first thing, head in a box. Most certainly head in a box. And then after that, I'll give you my guess real quick. It would be Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with Dick Van Dyke and Julianne. All right, so I'm going to let you guys go. Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
I'll talk to you soon. All bye-bye. Right.
This Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I forgot how it came up, but it's not going away.
Never. Never should.
Not on the list. Did that? No, that didn't win Best Picture, right?
It did not win Best Picture, okay. No.
It'd be funny if it did. Patton Guilford.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What about back in, I think it was like 04, when Crash beat out Brokeback Mountain?
Number one with a bullet. Just
really?
A cowardly pick. Cowardly pick by the Academy then. Crash is just nails on a chalkboard. The most Captain Obvious.
Such a bad movie.
Captain Obvious statements about race relations. It's just it's wild to look back at it, and it's unrewatching. Try and rewatch it.
Oh, really?
Before you make it, it's like 10 minutes. You got to just shut it off. It's a nightmare.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This is all right. Thank you, man. This is the one where the car accident bring all these different storylines together, correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. It's like. And all these big name actors, Sandra Bullock, Brendan Fraser,
yes.
Don Cheadle, great cast. It was a disaster.
I don't remember it being a disaster. I remember watching it at home on the VHS or whatever.
Everything's just so over the top.
Really?
There was no subtlety. So like Sandra Bullock can't just be like a bitch. She has to be the most racist bitch. And it's like, okay, all right.
Okay.
Racism is bad.
They hit you over the head with it every 2 minutes.
Did someone say that in the movie? Is that a quote?
Probably.
It's probably the tagline of the movie.
I put it down.
Wow. I saw the movie, and I don't remember having these feelings. I feel like I would now.
It's one of those.
Maybe I was drinking heavily. Maybe it was like the third movie of the night, and like movie night at home, you know? Now I want to watch it just to get mad. Jose in Shelton.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, brother.
Transformers.
Did it win? Did it win enough?
I wish. My podcast would go into the stratosphere if it won. Viral. Forget about it.
Right. Right. Transformers did not win a Best Picture Oscar.
Oh, I thought you said, what was the worst film you ever saw in your life?
No,
we may have said that.
That's the best film I've ever seen in my life.
It's too early in the morning. I went to that concert last night.
Which one?
Alice Cooper.
Nice.
Judas Priest.
Yeah.
And I think my eardrum is still burnt out. They were too loud. Too loud.
Oof. Yeah.
That guitar player for Alice Cooper, though, she can play the guitar, though.
She smokes. She's in every way.
Insane. Nita Strauss.
Nita Strauss. She's insane. I mean, she can play the guitar. I mean, besides blowing out my eardrums, but she's great.
I didn't know where that was going.
I'm glad
for a
you
second.
Said eardrums. Thank you.
I gotta go see an ear doctor this morning.
I can't.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta go see my ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Who?
What?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the concert was good, but too loud, man. Judas Priest, the lead singer, he gotta shave his beard off.
Rob Halford? Well, he has no hair on his head, so
like
he's doing.
A grandpa, man. He looks. I'm a grandpa, but he looks like a great grandpa.
Okay. Any other critiques of the show, Jose?
I had great tickets. Oh yeah, critique of the show. Yeah, I think I saw you there. I went to the PLR booth.
Yeah, I was there early. Then I went to the Foos.
What a night you had, man.
I can't remember if I ever had a night in my life where I started at one show and met all the people happy going in, and then went to another show and met all the people happy going in at such a level. You know, Foo Fighters, Judas Priest, Alice Cooper. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was having a good time.
Except you, because it was so loud.
And he was thinking about Transformers.
Yeah, the beer is too expensive, though.
What?
The beer is $17 for a 16-ounce can.
Oh, the beer. I thought you said the bear.
Bear.
Like, what happened with a bear? Okay.
I can't hear you, but...
What?
I guess it's the tariffs are taking effect. You know, usually I pay like $12 for a can of beer. It was $17.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's it's
I'm
part of the experience.
I'm a retiree. I live on a budget.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I gotta get a part time job with all these tariffs. These tariffs are catching up.
Yeah,
I think beer is brewed within the U.S. though. It's a tariff.
Oh, it's tariff.
That is a good point.
Yeah, you know,
some of it's made right down the street from the amp.
Where they made at Brewport?
Jose, I've got kind of a schedule that I'm trying to keep here.
Hey, great show, guys. You know, I've been a PLR listener. Since 1971,
right? Ooh. Well, you beat me. I've been listening since like 75. I grew up listening to the station. I'm not going to listen to you. You're not listening to me.
AM at Bridgeport, in my Bridgeport house, we only had AM,
yeah.
Right?
Mike, aren't you glad you got up to do this list?
Mike!
and then AM sucked, right? So I said, there got to be a better station that plays, you know, music that I like, right? And then I somehow stumbled onto PLR, and you were playing some Zeppelin song. I said, wow!
What are your thoughts?
You know, you're just so entertaining.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think of Gwyneth Paltrow?
I don't like her. She's not attractive, and her movies are horrible.
Wow, you nailed that in a sentence.
Yeah, jeez. Smash that one.
Like Transformers, I think it was Megan Fox.
Yeah.
See, even though the movie was horrible, she's a stunner.
Yeah.
I got a crush on Megan Fox.
All right. So listen, Jose, I got to wrap it up, but I want you to call anytime you want, okay?
Okay, because I got some material for you guys. I got one more complaint.
Okay. Here we go.
That Toad plays Sunday night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With my son, I'm trying to hook him up with a girlfriend. So I went to Toad's after the Guilford Fair. Guess what Toad's doesn't have?
What?
Any guesses?
Chargers for your
iPhone. Dating app? What are you talking
about? Chargers for your iPhone. Chargers.
They don't have any in the whole building, in the bathroom, downstairs. There is not one phone charger in the place. Right. Isn't that against code?
I think you're supposed to bring that yourself. You're
supposed to bring your own, and then you plug it into the wall.
No, I have my own charger. There's no place to plug it in.
Oh.
No, all right, I always listen, bring my charger.
I really do have to go.
my wife is trying to call me because she tracks me.
How expensive was the beer this morning?
All right, what? Jose.
What?
I could. What were you saying, Chad?
Jose.
I could call you anytime.
You can call anytime. Just I got to go now.
All right. Have a nice day.
All right. You too. All right.
Take care.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we had one hell of a show going until about 5 minutes ago. All right, JC and Monroe, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll keep it short and sweet, guys. How about the English patient? That was brutal.
Number two.
Nice.
Jerry and Elaine on this one. Nobody actually likes this movie. Jerry Seinfeld hit it on the head. This movie's awful. Awful from 1996 till now. Number two.
Thank you, JC. All right, let's hear these top 10 worst Best Picture Oscar winners. Mike?
Number 10, Driving Miss Daisy from 1989. Number 9, The Shape of Water from 2017. She falls in love with a fish lizard. That's the movie.
Wait, what was 10? What was 10?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Okay, good. I didn't see it. I didn't
number
see
nine,
the other one. Okay.
Gotta see the fish lizard. Number 8, Tom Jones from 1963.
Wow.
Hollywood just loving their history too much. Silent movie, unwatchable.
Didn't
number
see
7,
it.
They got Shakespeare in Love didn't from 1998. Nomadland, Chaz, your pick. Number 6 here.
Didn't get through
it. Bucket. Here's your Oscar. Number 5, A Man for All Seasons from 1966. So boring. It shouldn't be watched in any weather.
Did not
number
see it.
4, The Last Emperor, 1987. This movie should only be shown in museums and in libraries.
And at Jose's
secure,
house.
Secure insomnia, so it's so dead. Number 3, Gigi, just Fifi nonsense. Talk about a Fifi musical that's absurd, about a gross May-December relationship, 1958, Gigi. Number 2, The English Patient, you guys got. And number 1, we hit it, Crash from 2005.
I only saw Crash. I started watching Nomad or whatever the hell it was, and I didn't watch the. I got 20 minutes in, I'm like, I'm good.
I want to feel good about myself.
Yeah. All right. Great list.
Thank you.
If you like movies, you'll love the Mike and Oscar podcast. Great job, Mike. Thank you. All right. We're going to talk to a former Secret Service agent about this terrorist plot, but he also has a Foo Fighter story. So we're going to start with the plot, then we'll get to the Foo Fighter story. Our buddy Paul Eklof on the show, retired Secret Service, 23 years, Presidential Protective Division. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Good morning. My walk-in music is usually not "There Goes My Hero." I'm humbled. that was played just for me, and
that's right.
I called in, and that's blaring in my ear. I'll just have you know that you should be honored, because as a man with a particular set of skills, I get out of bed this early for the President of the United States and for Chaz and AJ.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
And that's a soundbite we'll keep forever.
Please do.
Was that coffee you just put down, or are you into scotch already?
Not scotch yet, just coffee. Still just coffee. Not trying to get to. I'm not as juiced up as you guys, for sure. And I wish I'd had 2 IPAs when I was listening to the Foo Fighters, but I did not. I had water, and I'm sure Red Bull or Monster or a combination of the three.
Well, what do you think about this Secret Service, dismantling this network that could have shut down the New York cell phone system?
This was really startling to me on one hand because of its capability and the devastating impact it could have had across the entire region. But it's also it's painfully familiar. It's new to most people, but it is not a new technology. and I think it's being misconstrued in the news a little bit. These call centers, these scam centers, it's called a SIM farm. They exist. They're likely in many cities around the country, and they're used primarily for fraud. They're a tool of a dark web network of people who defraud Americans every day.
So this is the system that will send you the text that says, hey, we're recruiting for, or, you know, click here for, or, hey, how's it going? Like the fake texts.
Yes, this is one of those. That's one of its many uses. In this case, it was discovered at a scale and size I don't believe anybody or law enforcement had ever uncovered before. And it's a bit scary on a number of levels because the capability of these places is tremendous. And it was only discovered because it had been used to make anonymous threatening phone calls and swatting on high-level administrative officials. Members of the president's administration were receiving death threats. And because of that, the Secret Service can use technologies that come to bear only when there is an exigency for life of members of the president's cabinet or people that can affect the continuity of the presidency. So they were able to work with, as we say down here in D.C., our friends across the river and some other ones at Fort Meade and other places to do some upstream investigations and figure out where those calls were coming from.
So and when that I read, yeah. Sorry, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I probably should have been cut off.
I read that that system was so powerful that it could have sent out so many texts to so many phones that it would have just shut down the New York area. Like you wouldn't have been able to send texts because your phone would just be overwhelmed.
It's hard to describe the capability of a system like this, but imagine that you have you and 10 of your buddies and you decide you're going to call 911 back to back to back to back. Just 10 of you would really inundate a system. Most emergency call centers don't have 10 people to answer the phone. This system had over 100,000 cell phones networked together across various servers. They didn't even have the phones. They had the SIM card, and they were able to do up to 30 million calls a minute. 30 million calls a minute, or half a million calls a second, wherever they wanted to call. So any system that they wanted to call, they could crash.
Wow. And was this going to, do they know yet if this was going to be a planned, like a specific day and time attack, or they were just using this to be disruptive?
I believe that there was no specific attack, and there's no intelligence yet to point to that. This facility across several apartments, what happens is people with bad idea, the bad idea fairy hits from some criminals, and they go on the dark web and they rent space on these SIM servers. Now, whether that's to send you a phishing text, whether that's to hit some poor grandmother and say your grandchild is in prison, to say that they have a debt, to say that their Bank of America card has been compromised, or to make these phishing claims, that's one thing. If they want to enable encrypted communications between members of cartels, between human traffickers, they can do that. If they want to conduct any number of fraudulent anonymous calls, because these 100,000 SIM cards represent the numbers of over 100,000 American cell phone numbers. You can dial in from anywhere in the world. They weren't necessarily New York numbers. They can spoof numbers and they can roll them to defeat the identity verification on many government benefit systems. In this case, it was somebody using it to make death threats that allowed it to be discovered.
Damn.
But two things. There's likely, dozens of things like this around the country. And what's even scarier to me is whoever set it up is still in the country.
Yeah. They knocked on some door, broke into some place in Greenwich. But did you see that?
I didn't see that in Greenwich.
Yeah. Anyway, Paul Eklof, a retired Secret Service agent, on the phone right now. And before we let you go, can you tell us your Foo Fighter story?
I knew we were going to get to the Foo Fighter story. It's much more compelling than the cybersecurity incident. it's just illustrative of what it's like to work at the White House. You never know what's going to happen day to day. I was on the president's detail with President Obama, and you're showing up for your afternoon shift, and you're walking over after your briefing in the West Wing. You get to cross the Rose Garden. It's beautiful. And we hear what we think is it's 4th of July. I should preface it with that. And you hear a band warming up on the South grounds for some reason. You figure it's the picnic they have out there. And they, you know, historically they've had cover bands and they've had other things. And you hear, "There Goes My Hero," echoing across the South grounds. And we're all thinking to ourselves, well, that band's pretty good. I mean, they sound just like the Foo Fighters. So after we push, you know, I decide to make a pivot and I go through the diplomatic reception room onto the South grounds. And well, there's Dave Grohl and friends. It's the Foo Fighters on the South grounds actually playing, and they're going to play later for the president and the family members of troops. What's funny is before they play, we go up and we're moving the president. He comes down from the residence. He's in the blue room where a lot of times they do greetings and you get your photo, and he has the photos with the talent. Well, there's the Foo Fighters. I don't want to say that they were hindered, but I think they had had more than a few IPAs. So they were like the most famous school children you ever saw, excited to meet President Obama. And we all get a kick out of it because you're sort of standing on the wall witnessing these sort of moments that are somewhat surreal. And that was one of them. But that was a beautiful 4th of July.
Yeah, it sounds like you had the best one of the five of us. You had the better 4th of July that year. Paul, thanks for coming on. Thanks for your service to the country. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
I know.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
All right, Brian Blackmore in studio.
How's it going?
Those kids are not talking to you.
I mean, they might be.
So this is an escort. You want to guess the state?
Crazy stories.
Oh, boy.
Crazy place. That's Florida.
Florida woman, 48, arrested after a colorful attack at a bar. She was arrested after this silly string attack. As detailed in the affidavit, Crystal Watts, that's a great name, mm-hmm. 48, seems old to be an escort. maybe high-level escort.
She's just experienced.
Yeah.
Confronted the victim and began spraying him with silly string until the can was empty.
That's an assault?
Emptied the whole can?
She then allegedly threw the can at the victim.
That's the assault.
Now, I think it's pretty clear that the victim wasn't really that much of a victim because they put his name in the story. Generally, if you're a real victim, they don't put your name in to protect the identity of the victim. Jesse Hammock, 33. Apparently, they were acquaintances. There's no motive listed anywhere in this story. It happened around 9 o'clock. She threw the silly string can after she emptied it, and then it hit him in the head.
Okay. So that's pretty good aim.
I mean, how hard did she throw the silly string? Was she like, silly string's done, and then here's the can, you know? Like,
right. Was it all fun and laughs until the can was thrown?
Like, yeah. The motive was like, okay, done with the silly string.
Also, who's just walking around with silly string?
A lot of unanswered questions in this story.
Where did it come from?
She's an escort. Maybe it's just part of her bag, you know, bag of tricks.
It takes a long time to get all that silly string out, too. Like, he had just been standing there while she's spraying and spraying and spraying and spraying and spraying.
And you kind of look like a dope when you're just standing there covered in silly string.
Was this in a motel? Was it like a...
It sounds like it was a bar.
A bar. Okay. All right. So, yeah, she wasn't working. She was trying to pick him up.
Oh, this sort of...
Chaz and AJ.
How did this guy even get hurt? I mean, he's got a protective layer of silly string. He's hit with an empty can.
Oh, that's true. You're covered in silly string.
Right? I mean... Right,
you kind of look like a French fry monster.
Yeah. It is that, like, protective foam almost. Yeah.
All right. That's Harold's thought on this whole thing. How did he even get hurt?
I agree.
So the phone number listed for the defendant in court records turns up on an escort service.
Okay.
Website that includes a variety of explicit photos of Watts, who is identified as Taylor.
Okay. Oh, that's her. Her escort name is not Crystal Watts. That's her real name.
I don't know.
She picked Taylor as her escort name.
Right. Crystal Watts should be the escort name.
You're named Crystal Watts. It's like, I'm going to go with Taylor.
I'm going with
A man accused of crashing his car and hurling kids over a fence. This is a story that AJ clearly pulled. A man in
Florida
named Larry Rada Jr. was spotted speeding last Saturday afternoon when a deputy tried to stop him. He spun his car into a full circle around the cop and sped off. The police opted not to pursue him for safety reasons.
Larry!
Later, Larry crashed with three kids inside the car and then escaped with them by hurling them over a six-foot fence.
Come on, kids. Let's go. I got warrants.
Larry! Come on, kids. Let's go. What are we doing? We're going to play a game. It's called Fly Over the Fence.
Up one. Oh.
Put your hands in front of your face.
This is called Hammer Throw.
All three children were taken to the hospital. Ooh, wish I read that before the story. They're all checked out. They're all fine. All fine.
Larry! Not Larry again.
They're checked in and checked out and fine and released. All the kids are fine.
Good.
Larry was later booked on three counts of child neglect.
Yeah.
One.
Wee! Two. Wow! Three. Wee! Thump, thump, thump.
There goes one now. Right now we're talking to Meg and Chris with Kink Camp. Is that what it's called, Kink Camp?
Well, there's a formal name for our actual business that runs it, but that's, we'll leave it. Fetish Camp, Kinky Camp, we'll leave it at that.
Oh, Fetish Camp. What kind of fetishes?
So you have anything from furries to age play?
Which... All right, so if you're, okay.
Let's stop at furries.
Okay.
And we'll go,
right. So yeah. Furries, what kind of fetish is that? Just a fetish for animals?
So there's different levels. There's some full-fledged furry costumes where they just go all out and they spend a lot of money and just have...
And then you have relations while you're dressed as the furry, and that's
It's more of you act like the actual animal, and that is their headspace. That's what makes people happy.
Turns them on.
Yep.
Their fursona.
Yep.
Is what they call it. Yep. Is what they,
oh, that's a real thing.
Call, yeah. It's what they call the character they are embodying.
I thought you just made a very good pun.
No, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Okay.
This is big in the gamer community. It's big in the kind
cosplay.
Of the cosplay, the whole world that I'm in. Yeah, it's very.
What is cosplay?
Cosplay.
Costume.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get in a costume and then you.
Yeah. So say someone dressing as, you know, the Terminator.
Yeah.
That's a cosplay.
Okay. You see it at the Comic-Cons. People show up dressed as like their favorite Marvel character. Yeah. Right. That's cosplay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you could do it without having sex.
Yes. Yeah, cosplay and sex are very different. While there are some
two separate hobbies.
He's so annoyed with me right now.
You can?
Yeah.
You can combine them, but usually
right. Why wouldn't
separate.
You combine them? Yeah.
Two separate hobbies doesn't mean they don't go together.
It's
with
like
tons of overlap.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like
thank you, Chris. There's overlap.
My kink is the Wicked Witch from Wicked, and that's the thing I'm into. That's what I want to see. It's just, you know, hot Wicked Witches from Wicked.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a sexual nature. It just could get you aroused. It could get you in a headspace. It just could make you happy. It's not necessarily all about sex.
Oh, really?
For any of the kinks.
Mm-hmm. I'd be at kink camp like, what? You mean we're just going to be in the room with costumes? That's it?
And it's not just furry. There are leather. There's leather dog heads. They actually have
That's
leather paws. And I actually have an example of a leather costume, a mask that I brought with me.
Really? See, I think I'd be into it. Like, in my mind, I'd be into like someone like super hot dressed like that. And like, they're going to like, just like whip me and do stuff. But I know I would just start laughing and it would pop the bubble.
Some people do laugh. That's a thing.
I probably she get laughs. Hit harder. Stop laughing!
Ouchies.
You're making me laugh by hitting me! Stop it!
Am I not supposed to enjoy myself?
This is silly! All right, anyway. So we're talking to Megan and Chris with Kink Camp. Who do we have on the phone here? I love when people participate in these conversations. Susan in Norwalk.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Oh, hi. I'm just wondering what that meant by age thing. Is that a euphemism for pedophilia? Like,
age
you guys play? Like to do young?
That's a good question, because I stopped her right there and went back to furries.
It's really a mindset and a control thing. So a lot of people like to pretend they're a teenager and have, like, they call someone daddy. It's more so of an authoritative figure, not necessarily their father.
Who's participating? Is it the person below them?
It's both, because it's a consenting agreement between two consenting adults.
Right, that's it. But you have to agree before you go in.
It is a negotiation okay. before.
These are adults. Yeah, these are adults.
They're all adults.
Portraying. Portraying. Yeah. Oh, see, I want to be a submissive adult.
Did you ever see freaks that come through and say, okay, I'm of course they're adults because pedophilias are mostly adults, but have you ever seen that come through and say,
so you're talking about like wrong? The kind of person you look at and think, you know what? I could see them having someone tied up in a van. I'm so kidding.
We do vet people before they're entered into this situation.
Cool.
They are vetted. They are checked against the registry.
Why does every time we have a fun conversation, it's got to get ruined by someone who's like,
right?
Sorry.
Susan, go
I'm
away.
Sorry.
Can I just have fun without someone stepping on my dream?
I'm always Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer right now. All right.
I'm sorry.
No, what you did was a good question because we cleared all that up. And so now we know it's adults, they're consenting. And this is something I'd rather have them do it in an organized way with supervision than being like driving near the playground slowly.
It's why I think this conversation is important. They need to know this outlet is existing somewhere.
Exactly right, Phil. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's also wrong in every level.
Get off the phone.
Come on, Susan.
Okay, bye.
Not for Susan. Okay, check.
Okay. Yeah. Do me a favor. If you're going to call in, you know, be into it. Like,
be funny, you know.
We already had Debbie Downer on. Now we need someone who's, like, done this stuff. All right, Ruth. Ruth has done cosplay, right? Like, you've gone to things dressed up.
Oh, for sure.
Right? You're like a costume person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another event we have is the group grope.
A group grope?
Oh, yep. That sounds fun.
That sounds like a fun, like, come on. Who wouldn't go to this camp and be like, oh, let's see, the group grope is at 3:00. That sounds good.
They got a whole schedule? Yeah.
I love it.
That's great.
There is a whole schedule.
Now, does that mean you're groping individuals in a room of people?
You go inside of a box, basically, with holes in it or cuts in it. You cannot see who's in it, but they consent to it, mind you.
Yes.
And they to have multiple people just go in there and put their hands in and grope.
Oh, that's wild.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm.
So they can grab anything, and it could be, you can't say, hey, I just want girls groping me.
If you want anyone, that's what you consent to when you hop in that box.
What do you mean?
They
so I say, I just want
anyone
girls.
Who feels like.
Oh, no, it's just anyone.
It's anyone.
Any hand can come through there.
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, I am out for the group.
Exactly. It's not for everybody.
It's not. That is not for everybody.
What if they like just ate ribs or something?
Oh, well, like their fans.
Their hands are all
sticky. I'm just thinking of like a mason, a guy who works with stone, reaching in and grabbing the beams. No, that's not a good time.
That would be in the rough body play class.
There is a separation. It's amazing.
Oh, I love this. So the groping is like groping? It's like no mason hands, vice grips on my beans.
Well, there is. So we use color codes too. If someone gets a little handsy and the person inside shouts red, that means stop immediately.
Red.
there's your generic color code.
Red.
Red.
Yeah, red.
Your safe
red.
Words. Yeah.
Red. Your safe words.
Red.
It sounds like it's a big culture of consent and making sure that every step of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is, you know. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Everyone is on board.
And this is not for everyone.
For that, too.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
It's kink. That's why it's kink. It's a subset.
Dennis on the road.
Hey, guys. Just want to say awesome stuff that you guys are doing. I think it's great that people can, you know, express themselves with no shame and things like that. And the fact that y'all are, you know, cultivating a community where people can do this in a safe way and learn about all the great things that, you know, all the ways that they can express themselves is just awesome. So I heard you guys were looking for somebody who wasn't going to be a Debbie Downer, and I'm all for it.
Oh, cool. Have you done this?
I haven't gone to kink camp, but okay. I would consider myself a part of the community. There's communities that exist everywhere. You know, it's not like, oh, this is a place where it's more common or less common, though I'm sure that is the case in some places. It really is just anybody that you see on the street can be a part of it. And it's, they might not be outward and public about it, but it's something that anybody is welcome, pretty much, as long as you're an adult and consenting and all that good stuff. And that's cool. The whole important thing.
It's a consent thing. Yeah. All right. Dennis, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
All right.
I would argue that there's probably a lot more people in the community than are willing to say they're in the community.
Yeah.
Anything could be a kink, right? Like, mm-hmm. I like spanking, you know? Like, oh,
right.
That's not
food. How do you find out what you like?
Top level. Yeah, food. Like, you know.
You attend events like this.
You see what turns on. You just kind of go and look.
There's nude body painting. I mean,
like, that sounds fun.
I'd like that.
A paint
Do I get to
sit,
pick who
you know?
I paint?
Absolutely.
Ah. I'm in. I'm a painter.
I didn't know it until just now.
I didn't know it. I'm an artiste.
Can you paint me like one of your French girls, guys?
You know what? I'm busy. Chris is going to take this one.
Bring out the chaise lounge.
Yeah. No, you know what? You actually don't want people like me there because that's, you know, I'm just going to, all I want is like the... We're the hot women, and like I want to be groped by them, and I want to paint them. That's it, right? So I'm not like very exploratory or whatever.
I mean, if you ask, some of them will let you, and that's why it's camp. It's a free scene where you can just go and do what you feel, and it's open, and
you get out of it what you put into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of cool.
Is swinging a big thing? It's like
so. So there's a line between the swinger community and, for example, polyamorous.
All right. So that's like clowns and mimes, right? They don't get along.
So,
no, they
well.
Get along.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Sometimes in the swinger community, it's more of like a one night stand thing. I mean, other people may have different opinions, but at least from my experience and what I've noticed, we don't do the swinger part of that. But they're welcome there. We're not shutting it off to anybody.
Right. But the people who show up are not those people.
I have not found that that's more so swingers. They're more polyamorous, which is relationship-wise mm-hmm. with
right.
multiple
So it's like
people.
Three people in a relationship.
Or more.
Yeah. Or more. How many? What's the most you've heard?
There's shows where they have that, where there's like 10 people.
Sister
right. 10
wives.
People's a lot. How many girls? How many guys?
It's whatever your imagination wants.
Wow. That's, 9 girls, 1 guy.
If that's what you
okay.
desire.
That yeah. sounds like a show I'd watch.
We
okay,
have a
Gene
partner.
Simmons.
Yeah. How long does this guy last before he just gets in his car and drives away? Hold on 1 second. I'm loving talking to you guys. You're a lot of fun. We're talking about kink camp. Megan and Chris are here. They conduct the camp. And are you looking for people to volunteer to be camp counselors?
Well, we have a decent sized staff now. There's 6 of us are the main crew, and then we kind of appoint out extra to do the other little mundane things.
You walk around with a clipboard and you have a whistle or what?
We actually have golf carts and we have a quad that we patrol to make sure. Now, we really police this thing to make sure everyone's behaving themselves and there's no.
Oh, that's cool.
You don't want Chris showing up to your door. I mean, he's
nope.
Hey, what's going on?
Unless he has a grilled cheese sandwich.
In the kitchen cooking all the food.
Yeah, I'll take a grilled cheese sandwich. All right, so what kind of, you have rope play and knife play?
So I'll get into the meat and potatoes here. One of the biggest events we're known for is our plug-o-war.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I don't think I like this game.
It's really
doesn't sound like it's for me.
Really test the core strength.
It's fun to watch too.
So there is an insertable and a string on each end. And then as you can use your imagination.
Okay. Yeah, we could we're good. Yeah. It's kinda like we used to do a radio bit called Hide the Salami. Similar, but different.
And we do have sponsors that give us prizes for these games.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Can you
see? Go ahead, Brian.
Can you get your logo on the plug of war? Because I think Jazz and AJ might be.
I mean, he does engraving, so.
I have a laser engraver. That's very easy.
Can I tell you that this would be... Oh, wait, that's not good. That is not the sound I thought I was going to play.
Ghost in here.
That's the loser of the plug of war.
I was looking for the Survivor theme song. Because this is, like, you know, they're on season 49 or whatever now. Like, this is how you revive Survivor. It's like Kink Camp Survivor.
Wow, that would probably do a lot of numbers.
That's what you should do. Kink Camp Survivor.
Well, and then we have America's favorite game show, Will It Fit? Is the next one.
Okay, we get to guess if it's going to fit or not.
That's like Chubby Bunny, where you put all the marshmallows in your mouth.
Anything and anywhere you can conceive of.
Okay.
Dealer's choice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Along the marshmallow line, we had a guest who put 65 small marshmallows in her mouth.
Okay.
That's a good number.
I like that have no idea what happens at this camp, but they just... tell me the name of the game. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly what happens there.
Will it fit? They're like, square hole round peg. Will it fit? Nope.
Mike the Uber guy.
You guys are killing me. First off, where were you guys in the 80s? Second, do you have a dominatrix section? And three, where do I sign up?
I do have an email that you can email for more information. It is submegan@gmail.com, submegan@gmail.com, and I can give you more information through that. Some of us, we were still being, you know, walking around crawling during the 80s.
So you're a sub then, if that's your email. Have you graduated? Is it graduating?
I am sort of a switch.
You start as a sub and then you go to a dom?
I'm a switch. I'm submissive with him only.
Okay.
And I'm usually a dom with other people.
Oh, and do you guys like, you know, switch partners or whatever?
We Sometimes. Do.
Yeah?
We do, yes.
Okay, and no jealousy? You guys don't, yeah, no problems?
Nope. Communication, 100% communication, and that alleviates any jealousy that usually forms.
All right, well, I have a small brain. So. That ain't happening with me.
Megan doesn't seem like a sub to me. Megan seems like she would beat your butt if you...
I can. I'm a switch, so I can.
Yeah. I'm not messing with Megan.
Don't come at her sideways.
Nope.
She will start trying to figure out what fits.
Only if it's consented to.
I love clothespins.
Oh, my God.
Clothespins
are fun. Oh,
clothespins. Oh, my God. Clothespins on the nipples. Wait, that doesn't sound like a good day.
Go lower.
Not the belly button.
Not the belly button.
Wow.
All right, time to go back to work.
Mike's out.
Mike the Uber guy. If you see an Uber driver wearing a black leather mask, it's probably Mike. All right, Mike. Thanks, brother.
See ya.
All right, so if people are, you know, we're just joking and having fun here, but what you do is, you know, sounds pretty serious and people like it. If people are interested, they go to that email.
Yeah, there's also, I'm sure a lot of people know about it. There's a social media platform. It's sort of like Facebook for kinky folks. It's fetlife.com.
I've heard that before.
Fet Life.
That's come up on this.
It's out there to get access. You do have to create a user, but you can just do a generic user. You don't have to put too much information
on
there.
What does that mean? Fet Life. What is that short for? Oh, fetish.
Yeah.
Is that what
fetish
it's short
life,
for?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, look, who's
I'm
a big
looking
boy?
For a sugar mama. Are they on there?
That's absolutely.
You can put an ad on Fet Life looking for a sugar mama.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my fetish.
My fiance will be
hot
so
women with
chill.
Lots of money.
She'd be like, oh, someone else is paying our mortgage? I'm totally
oh,
fine
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, we're in.
Yeah. Will you sponsor my music career?
Yeah.
Chris was telling me about the pork that he roasts at the...
Hold on.
Actual kind of pork.
the pork roast. Sounded good.
Brian, I want you to go home and tell your girl you're going to have this, you know, sugar mama fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Bad Idea Island right there. All right. Well, Megan, Chris, thanks for coming in. We'll link up to your stuff on the radio station website. We have to have you back because I'm forming questions as
absolutely.
We go along here.
Okay. Come back.
There's much right. more information.
Yeah, we just skimmed the surface here.
Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Brian Blackmore in the studio.
Good morning.
They're not talking to you. AJ's not here. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. We're just... We got the, what are we calling it? The foo flu?
Yeah.
Yeah. The foo flu this morning. we're all running a little slow.
Happy, though.
Happily slow. Who's on the hotline?
I don't know. Who is it?
Hey!
Hey!
Fonzie's on the phone?
Hey!
Hey! What's happening?
How you doing? But by the way, every single person I spoke to outside of the amphitheater last night, inside and outside of Toad's Place last night, asked how you're doing.
Everybody.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Actually, I mean, I'm kind of, I'm afraid to say I'm doing good because I
right.
know I know how fate works.
Yeah.
So, but let's just say good.
Good.
You get admitted yeah. today?
Yeah, I get to, I'm due at Smilo at noon. I'm going to get my stem cells back. I missed them. I named them all.
It's a lot to name. You gave a lot.
Of them. Yeah, I got some, let's just say I may have used every letter of the alphabet twice.
Yeah.
So, that's shout out to you, Aloysius. But anyway, So I go there today. I get my stem cells, and then I'm basically going to live at Yale for a week while they monitor symptoms, which is a wide range of things. So, so at least I don't have to wear a Johnny coat, though. I get to wear my sweats and stuff like that. Like,
that is nice.
Oh my God, I hate those things.
They're not fun. They weren't really designed to be fun, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they could do a little work on them as far as especially like how you attach those things because they put everything in the back. You know, it's like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? I can't tie something behind me. I'm not inclined. Yeah, that's
right.
What we're inclined.
Why do they want such access to the back? What?
Just the back, yeah.
Just really, that's all you want access to?
Well, actually, they access that when they bill you.
Yeah. That's right. That's where they stick the bill.
Exactly.
Right up there.
Boy, they stick it.
Plug of war.
Oh, the plug of war. I'm so mad AJ missed that segment. I'm so mad he wasn't here.
Yeah, you missed Kink Camp.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. Oh, any good pointers? Any juice? Any dirt? What's up?
She mentioned clothespins, and I did think of AJ.
Yeah.
Well, that's a stunt. They're stupid. That's not a that wasn't that. Believe me, I don't do that my own time.
Yeah.
As far as you know.
As far as we know.
As far as you know.
They have feet on the schedule, so you can hit that one up.
Is it on the schedule?
That's one of the kinks.
Oh.
Eating?
Feet.
Oh, they said eat. I'm like, I'm like,
they do
eat.
That too, apparently.
But also correct, yes.
Yeah, Chris makes some serious pork.
It sounds like we're making jokes before now.
Spinning the pork on the spit.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste, I guess. Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We miss you.
Awesome.
And,
awesome.
You know, again, everyone's been asking about you.
Yeah, man. A lot of love for you.
Oh, thank you. And you guys must be tired as hell from it was a great night for rock and roll in Connecticut.
That's right. Foo Fighters last night. So here is some sound of Dave introducing the band, and then the crowd just randomly goes into this chant for Pat Smear, but they add a word.
Okay.
Pat Smear plays guitar with the band.
That happened about five or six times throughout the evening. Yep.
Yeah,
that's really cool how they can beep like that in unison, and they're all the same tune, a nice same pitch.
Yeah.
Wow, it must have been great.
It was bananas.
Oh yeah, awesome. That's awesome. That is so cool. Oh man,
I wasn't bringing you into Dumbass News to. You know, you're not Dumbass News, by the way.
Oh, I know that. Okay. I know that, although I can be sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it does turn into you.
Not today, though.
not today.
Not today. All right, everyone wanted to hear your voice, so.
Oh, cool.
We missed your laugh.
I'm available all week, so I'll be just sitting there waiting for symptoms.
All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow at some point.
Absolutely.
All right, text me later.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, brother.